Acts, chapter 6. Now in these days, when the number of the disciples was growing, there arose a complaint by the Grecian Jews against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 called a large number of the disciples together and said, "We don't want to leave the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brethren, select from among yourselves 7 men who have a good reputation, who are full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint to take care of this necessity. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And these words pleased the whole group, and so they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch, whom they set before the sent ones, and having prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, including a large number of priests who were obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of faith and power, worked impressive miracles and signs among the people. But there arose certain ones who disputed with Stephen, who were from the synagogue called the Synagogue of the Libertines, and also from the Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and some from Cilicia and Asia. But they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. Then they bribed some men to say, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God." And they stirred up the people, along with the elders and the scribes, who came and arrested him and brought him to the council. And they set up false witnesses who said, "This man never stopped speaking words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and will change the customs which Moses delivered to us." And when they looked at him, all who sat on the council saw his face as if it were the face of an angel. This is the end of Acts, chapter 6. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.